That helps me because the pastor called me, or actually texted me, and said, "Hey, I need you to get something ready for Sunday evening." And he said, "Just something about 15 minutes." And so I was kind of in a dilemma. I was up there at the Wallace. I'm going, "Well, is that an actual 15 minutes, or is that a preacher's 15 minutes?" I mean, you know, it's biblical. I mean, you know, Paul said in conclusion, he had three more chapters. So it's not something that we do on purpose. It's just something that we, you know, it just comes natural to us. But what I found really interesting about the Wallace, I mean, Andrea gave testimony. These kids have gave testimony. Well, teenagers have gave testimony. There were some great messages.
Amen.
It really was. I had never heard this speaker before. And normally, I've been going for 25 years. I've taken the teenagers up there. So there's not very many speakers that come up there that I haven't heard before. And so I heard his name. I said, I don't know that name. So I'm looking him up. You know, I got to make sure he's going to be the right guy so I don't have to go up and correct him or anything. But I listened to a couple of his messages, and I thought, he's going to be real good. And I was not disappointed. He was really good.
Amen.
He brought, it seemed like the messages that he brought were messages that teenagers today needed to hear.
Amen.
Now, with that being said, not every message is, you know, strictly for the teenagers, because every time I go to the Wilds, I get something out of it as well. And it was really nice this year. I mean, this was their 50th anniversary at the Wilds. And it was, you know, for me, it felt real special because they've been there 50 years. I've been there 25. So I'm thinking, hey, I've been here half the time. And I've seen so much change at the Wilds. But I you see a lot of change in the world today, everywhere we go. But the things that I've seen change at the Wilds are things that improve their ministry.
Amen.
Things that go on they add some things that the kids go, "Wow, that was fun, that was great." But you look and you see, hey, well, this building is more suitable for what we're doing this week. Mm-hmm. Every time we've gone, we've stayed in the lodge. And if anybody knows about the Wilds, the lodge is where the fireplace room is. The fireplace room is where all the evening services are. And I'm always like, man, I'm right there. You know, I don't have to get out. I don't have to do anything. It's perfect for me. Because, you know, truth be known, I'm just lazy. But this year, they said, oh, y'all are going to be up in the inn. Well, now, if you know anything about the Wilds, the inn is actually about 1,000 yards, you know, up the road from the everything. It's like, oh, no. And then they go, but we've got so many teens here, we're going to be meeting in the junior boot camp building, which was right next door to the inn. So I just praise the Lord for how He works everything, every detail out, and that was great. Now, I want to talk to you, and teens especially, in your college and career, y'all were just there over the last couple of weeks. And so I want to look at something tonight, and it won't take us long. It will take about the 15-minute time limit, but I want to look at something tonight that you probably have seen when you left the Wilds and you've come home, and you see the verse that's written on the back side of the sign. How many of y'all know what the verse is that's written on the back side of the sign? All right. We'll read it just for the rest of y'all, okay? But take your Bibles and turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3. They write this on the back of that sign so that it is an encouragement as you leave the Wilds. You come in and you're expecting spiritual things while you're there. So 2 Timothy chapter 3. And I want to read the verse to you. Now we're going to look at more of the chapter as we get into it. But I want to read this one verse. Chapter 3 verse 14. Paul writes to Timothy and he says, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them." Let's pray. Father, thank you that you give us an opportunity to look into your word tonight and to be, Lord, be impressed by your wisdom, not mine. Lord, I don't stand here wanting any praise. Lord, I just want to lift your name up. And God, I pray as we look at this verse that you would help me to use this challenge to bring people closer to you tonight, Lord. Just let me be a tool in your hand. And God, I pray that the Holy Spirit would do His work in the hearts of those who are here tonight. For it's in your name we pray, Jesus. Amen. Three words, guys, just three words. But continue thou. Can I tell you, as we start to look at that, I mean, the section that we're reading here is a special section. This is a letter that the Apostle Paul has written to Timothy to encourage him, to build him up. He's a young man. He's in a church setting here. This is actually a second letter that's been written to him. And he wants to encourage him. He wants to tell him the things that he needs to learn. And as he gets to this verse here, he says, but continue thou. Now let's just break those three little words down. As we look at it, that word but is a conjunction. Okay? But it means so much more, because when you see the word but, it means there's something else going on, but you need to do this instead. There's things going on in the world. I mean, we don't even have to look at the TV to see all of the things that are going on in the world. But now, just let me bring it in, what Paul's telling Timothy that's going on in the world that day, and see if it doesn't sound so much like what we're seeing. Starting in verse 1, it says, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Listen, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. I'm not going to say who that's for. But unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, displeasers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sin, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, does that not sound exactly how we could describe our world today? Sure. I mean, these things were going on in Paul's day. And Paul said, hey, in the last days, you're going to be seeing these things. But they were already going on. See, Paul lived his life expecting the next day to be the day Christ came back. How do we live our days? Isn't it easy for us to just go to bed tonight expecting for us to get up tomorrow morning and go to work and do the same thing, come home, do the same things we do at home, go back to bed, get up the next morning, do school, do work, do whatever we're going to do. That's our mindset. That was not Paul's mindset. Paul's mindset was, hey, Jesus is coming back. The last days are here. We may get up in the morning looking into Jesus' face. We may not have another day. Hey, if we take that mindset, then it changes our outlook on life. If we lay down at night saying, man, you know, there are people out there that if we don't get up in the morning, if Christ returns, can I tell you, there are people whose names are in my head right now who will perish from this world and go to hell. Our thoughts should be, we get up in the morning, man, I got to do what I can to show the light of Jesus Christ in my life. Man, Joe got up here and said, man, I want people to see Jesus in me. That's how we should live our lives every day. I want to be that light. Paul says, there are things going on, Timothy, but you need to be over here. You need to be continuing in those things that you've learned. Now listen, the word continue, that kind of sets a precedence. When we continue, that means we're going in the same direction that we were headed. It's so easy, and in my life, I can tell you, it's so easy for me to take two steps forward, one step back. And I know that's wrong in my own life, but I know that's how most of us live that same life. We want to go forward. Man, we want to show. We want to be that light for Jesus Christ. But it's so easy for us to be, man, I'm just bold as I can be until somebody says, Jesus. And then we kind of cower back. Listen, Paul says, Timothy, I need you to continue. I need you to move forward. Guys, when you get up tomorrow morning, when you head out for school tomorrow, when you head out to your jobs tomorrow, your first thought when you get out of bed is, how can I share Jesus with somebody? Because I want to continue forward. Yes. I worked for a company one time, and I was saved. I was saved when I was 11 years old. And so I've had that godly influence in my life as the Holy Spirit has led me. But you know, I didn't always follow what the Holy Spirit wanted me to do. Because it was so easy for me just to kind of fit in. It was easier to be one of those kind of people that just went, ha, yeah, that's funny. Than it was me say, hey, you know, that's not something I want to participate in. Because I was like that, I was so easily influenced by my friends as teenagers to go and do the wrong things, to have the wrong attitude, to use the wrong language, to do everything that would prove that I was not a follower of Jesus Christ instead of staying in the right direction, proving I was. Young people, you're going to come up with people who are going to challenge you. And they're going to say, hey, you know, everything's not all about Jesus. And you need to say, yes, it is.
Amen.
Yes, it is. The way I live my life is about Jesus. The way I do my schoolwork is about Jesus. The way I do my job is all about Jesus. And in doing so, you're continuing in the things that you've learned. Now, what are the things that we've learned? Well, you were at the Wilds this weekend. You were at the Wilds last weekend. What are some of the things that you learned? We gave testimony on some of those things tonight. One of the things that was brought out so clearly this morning was the story of Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego and that opportunity they had. And they said it just right. Well, I think it was Brad that said it. 3 seconds to make a decision. And they made the right decision. They could have done what he said. Well, you know what? We can bow down and just not mean it. God will understand. I mean, after all, they were rulers in the providence. They could have said, well, you know, we just don't want to cause an uprising. We don't want to stir up trouble at home. It's easier for us just to bow down. But they said, no. And they even were given something that nobody ever got in the Babylonian kingdom. In that Persian era, they never got a second chance. But they did. Because as they came before Nebuchadnezzar, he even said, hey, you know what? I'll give you one more chance. We'll play the music again. If you want to, you can bow down now. And then we'll just forget that you didn't do it the first time. And they said, hey, look, we're not careful in the way that we answer you. Be it known, whether God will deliver us or not is totally on Him. But either way, we'll not bow down. See, they had already made that decision in their head before they ever came and talked to the king. They made it in 3 seconds. Guys, a lot of times things come up and they're just like that. What are you going to do? If we're continuing in the things that we've learned, it's not hard for us to understand, hey, you know what? That wouldn't please God. How do I know what pleases God? Well, one question you can throw through your mind in that 3 seconds. Is this going to glorify God and please Him or just please me? Is this going to glorify God and please Him, Or am I just going to get the pleasure out of it? 3 seconds, we can answer that question. Our lives are built to worship Him who made us.
That's right. Absolutely.
That's what our purpose is here. We are to glorify God in everything we do. And when I say in everything, that means everything. The way I brush my hair, well, I don't have much of that left to brush, but the way that I present myself, the way that I carry myself. You know, it's easy for us to be high-minded and carry ourselves in such a way that we're saying, look at me, instead of look at God. If we'll carry ourselves in such a way that we're just spreading the word that the Holy Spirit has implanted in our life, because we take our time to read our Bibles, we take our time to pray, we come to Sunday school and church, and we learn our lessons, and we are drawn in by the Holy Spirit, then it's so much easier when we communicate with people to put Jesus first. Now, can I tell you? Georgia football Saturdays, when somebody comes up and says, hey, how's it going? Well, we're winning. But my mind's on the wrong thing. Now, if somebody comes up and says, how's the game going? Then I can say, oh, well, we're winning. Praise God. Because we don't always get to say that. But listen, every thought taken captive to Christ is a thought that we can bring out when the trouble and the troubled times come. And people say, hey, why don't you... You can fill in the blank. You can say, because that wouldn't please my Savior. Aren't people going to think bad about me when I say that? They're going to think I'm weird. Well, Jesus said, look, they persecuted me. Don't think they won't persecute you. And like Brad said, what's the most persecution they can do to us today? Make fun of us. And what do? Ha ha. Friends who are your godly friends, who you should be hanging around with, won't make fun of you. Matter of fact, it'll encourage them. So that when they get into those situations, they go, hey, you know what? Brad made a stand for God. Ben made a stand for God. If they can make a stand for God, I can make a stand for God. Yep. Oh, there'll only be 20 people at school that stand for God. Oh, well. I'd rather be friends with those 20 people than the 200 that are bringing me down, that are causing me to stumble, that are causing me to shun God's Word because I don't want to be weird. I'd much rather hang out with those 20. Maybe even have a little prayer time with them. You never know. Maybe 25 next week. Could be 30. Because you were bold to share the Word of God. Paul said, Timothy, continue thou. Keep going. And that word thou, I mean, that's you. You know, we want to see a change in other people who are around us. But you know how that change happens? It's when they see a change in you. See, we can pray all day long, oh God, save Mo. And does He answer those prayers? Absolutely. But can I tell you something? If we make that prayer also at night, Lord, help me. Change me. Make me more about you. Others will see that too. See, we can't change other people. That's all on God anyway. But we can allow God to change us.
Amen.
And changing us may make us the light that somebody else needs to hear. Somebody needs to see. Somebody just needs a bold person to stand with them. telling somebody, hey, let's pray about it. You know, we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago, brother, when we were talking about you run into people every day. Very few times if you tell somebody, hey, that's a situation that you've got there, I'll pray about that, that they'll say, no, don't do that. Most people are willing to take whatever they can get to help. It's astounded me how that little thing that we did a couple of weeks ago in having a memorial service has reached out and touched hearts. Mm-hmm. We've got a family who was like, man, thank y'all for doing that for us. But not just the family. It's been extended out. And friends of their family are going, man, that was great. Hey, can you pray for us? Oh, absolutely. They're not expecting our prayer to do anything, but they are thinking, hey, you know the one that can change lives. If you'll pray for us, that may make a difference. Paul said, Timothy, continue thou. Yeah. And you'll see things change. End times are coming. We can't do anything about that. There's a point in time. And it's going to happen. We already have read the end of the book. We know how it works out. But where are you tomorrow? Paul thought it was coming any day. Where are you tomorrow? Maybe you're here tonight and you say, hey, you know, Brother Ricky, I hear what you're saying, but I'm not 100% sure myself that I know this God that you're talking about. That I carry on a relationship with Him that I can talk to Him, that I can even share Him. And if you're here tonight and you say, I'm just not sure. Well, you know, tonight's a good night to be sure. Yes. We'll have an invitation time in just a minute, and the piano will be playing, and you can come forward and you can get your hearts right with God. And if you need counsel, there are people in here who would be glad to take a Bible and say, well, let me show you. I never want to discount the fact that the people who are in church on a Sunday night are just church people. We had a young lady who grew up in this church, who got married, moved away, and she found out later on in life that she knew all the time she was sitting in these pews, she was not saved. But she was too embarrassed to come forward. Can I tell you, I'd much rather be embarrassed to come forward and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior when people thought I'd been doing it for 20 years than to wake up tomorrow in hell. Because that's the option. There's no holding room. God doesn't say, hey, why don't you sit here till you decide and we'll make a decision which way you go. It's here or there. Open your eyes, and there you are. So if you're here tonight and you say, Brother Ricky, I've never really made that decision in my life, let's do it tonight. Amen. Who knows what tomorrow brings? Yeah. Settle it tonight. If you're here and you say, well, I just don't have the relationship that I need with the Lord Jesus Christ, by all means, whether it's in your seat or right up here at this old-fashioned altar, just get it right with God tonight.